This hour is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, the nation's leader in independently owned and operated talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Stephen, good day program. Rich McFadden controls our studio in Washington. Kenny Kessler, Jennifer's taking care of her dad today, who's having a procedure on his heart. Not serious. Well, he's had two or three different things going on. And the last time I saw him, which was a couple of weeks ago at that Radio Hall of Fame dinner, he still needed to lose weight. We all sort of have to. For those of you who want to listen to hour number three, the bottom of the hour, discussion of sugar and protein. Wow. What an amazing reality. Speaking of amazing, the space program getting a shot in the arm today with a launch at the Kennedy Space Center of the Orion spacecraft. It was supposed to have taken place 3 or 4 minutes ago.
Looks like it's being pushed back about 10 minutes.
Been pushed back 10 minutes. They had a built-in hold. Boy, did that! Listening to that audio really did, I was saying to John Harper from WMEL, listening to that, it really did bring me back and all of us back, I think, to the good old days. And those of you who are young and don't remember it, it's a milestone in American history that I don't think has ever been equaled, frankly. The way we all came together with those launches, especially when we sent those guys to the moon, it brought not only our country together, the whole world together. That's why it's so discouraging to have a program, even though NASA is not perfect by any stretch of the imagination. They made plenty of mistakes over the years. But it's a rallying point. It's something we can all look at and say, this is America. We've done this. Instead, these jerks cut the budget. Bush started and Obama basically eviscerated, what's the word? Cut them off at the, you know what. And so now they're beginning to put the pieces together and come back around. But we need something that brings us together as a nation. And there's nothing that's ever done it like World War II and the space program. Isn't that a shame? World War II brought us together like nothing ever had before in the history of the country. And then the space
9/11
program
did.
And September 11th, you're right.
Yeah,
that's right. Yep, yeah. Those are three really strong defining
confirmation
moments.
Confirmation of Orion transfer to internal power.
So that means we're only a couple of minutes away.
Yeah.
All right, let's talk about a couple of things while we wait for the launch. If you want cheap gasoline, really cheap gasoline, check out the OnQ gas station at 44th and Shields in Oklahoma City. Regular gas was selling for $1.99 there yesterday. Oklahoma is the epicenter of cheap gasoline. Combination of low wholesale prices. There's a lot of petroleum refineries in Oklahoma. A lot of oil coming out of the ground. Doesn't cost them a lot to haul it around. So, and they're, because it's an oil producing state, they have low state gas taxes. A couple of other stations in Oklahoma City are charging around $2.10. The average price of gas, by the way, in this country right now, according to GasBuddy.com, is $2.74 a gallon. Richie, would you pay?
$2.65 yesterday.
So you're paying less than that. All right. Mm-hmm. So that's good. A lot of people are talking about the decision not to indict the New York City police officer, the fellow who was involved in the Eric Garner death. Most people, when they see the video, think this is incomprehensible. Don't even begin to understand it. The city of New York is relatively calm today. A lot of protests last night. The failure of the Staten Island grand jury to indict the police officer who choked Eric Garner to death. Thousands of people. But yet, so much different than Ferguson. Why is that? These were peaceful protests. There were 30 people arrested, but this is New York, not Ferguson, Missouri,
right,
in terms of population. So what's the difference? Why are people in New York handling this in a more peaceful way than the people in Ferguson? Is there a difference in the police? Is there a difference in the media understanding of this? Are people different in Ferguson than they are in New York City? Why? There were some places where there was traffic blocked yesterday at the Lincoln Tunnel, Brooklyn Bridge, among other places. Tried to shut down Rockefeller Center Christmas tree lighting last night, but they were kept away from that.
Okay.
Important thing to happen.
That would make a statement, wouldn't it?
Uh-huh, it sure would. Somebody set the officer's car on fire outside his precinct station house. How'd they know it was his car? Is that watch? I guess stand around and watch when he gets out of his car.
Isn't that funny?
Yeah.
Listen to this. So the man who was choked to death was choked to death. The law he was breaking was selling black market cigarettes.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yet somebody who's upset about the fact that the man was killed for selling black market cigarettes, which is a petty crime,
right,
goes and burns a police car.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's not a police car. It was this guy's private car.
Okay. Goes and burns his police officer's car.
Yeah. What does that do?
That's a worse, a bigger offense than the actual original offense.
Yeah. You want to know what else is going on in New York today beside the protests? There is a display of gingerbread sculptures on West 56th Street.
Can't wait to see that.
Sponsored by the City Harvest Food Bank. And there's a rally in support of the $15 an hour minimum wage for fast food workers in New York today.
Huh.
That's what you're going to miss if you're not in New York. Yep.
Speaking of choking New Yorkers.
Yeah. Yeah, right.
Fast food.
Yeah, right. Exactly. A lot of holiday lights. Have you got holiday lights in your neighborhood, Richie? And
we do,
in Washington, do you see a lot?
Yep.
When you're driving around in Washington, are there lots of really beautiful light displays?
Yeah, there's a bunch. I mean, people started basically Black Friday is when you started seeing lights lit up around the houses.
Mm-hmm. By the way, do you know what the number one selling item on Amazon is?
Christmas lights.
Well, you know what? Well, let's see if somebody can figure this out. I'll give you another opportunity to win one of our free turkeys for Christmas. What's the number one best-selling item on Amazon? Started on Black Friday and seems to be holding up at Amazon.com. The number one thing they say they're selling more than anything else. Maybe it's because it's one of their products. Does that help a little? They're selling...
Yes.
Do you understand? You know what it is, right?
Yep.
Okay. 888-302. Let's see if everybody else can figure it out. Maybe you bought one on Amazon. 888-302-3684. This has been a popular Christmas present for a number of years, I think. And it's a cool present, actually. Very utilitarian. And something that it's nice to know is this popular, because I like to know that people are doing what it encourages you to do. Is that too much of a hint, or is that okay? 888-302.
Sure,
what, you don't think you are on the right course? Because
I
what
thought I was, but now I'm not sure.
I whispered to you off the air, Richie. 888-302-3684. What's the number one, at least according to the stuff that I'm seeing from Amazon.com, what they say is their number one best-selling thing since Black Friday? 888-302-3684. Meanwhile, the number one best-selling coffee for the people listening to the Doug Steffen Good Day program, Meredith figured out how to put the, what did we call that, the coffee maker, the crindle?
Or Keurig.
Keurig.
Very good.
I know it begins with a K. I got that. And so I'm looking at all of the people in the past month who have signed on to our BuzzBox coffee promotion, which starts by you getting a free pound of coffee. It's very, very easy. All you have to do is call 866-456-7805. Say, I'm listening to Doug Steffen, I want a free bag, and they'll send it to you with no strings attached. You'll pay for shipping it to you, but that's it. You want the whole bean? You want the ground? We'll have to see. Is Richie's Kara drink coffee now that Michael's gone? Who is drinking coffee there? on the premises. We have to figure out who it is. Jennifer drinks the BuzzBox coffee. Loves it. Let's see who else. Kathleen in Hamilton, New Jersey. Orlando in Brooklyn. Bobby in Tucson. Scott in, what is this, Russellville, looks like. Brian is in Dyersburg, Indiana. Let's see here. Sharon's in Santa Cruz. I'm just giving you names because it's nice to personalize who's listening and what they're doing. So imagine yourself drinking the best coffee in the world, the official coffee of the Doug Steffen Good Day program, BuzzBox Coffee. Check it out. Go to DougSteffen.com. See the big orange box on most of the pages, right-hand side of the page. Click on it. You'll get the story of BuzzBox Coffee, why I'm involved, and how you can sign up for their coffee program. 866-456-7805. You will love this coffee.
I'm behind the buy.com senior editor David Gregg with my holiday gift picks for everyone in the family. The easy-to-use Canon EOS Rebel T5i digital camera takes high-quality pictures and vivid HD videos while providing quiet and continuous focusing. Plus, using one of Canon's many lenses provides the power to creatively capture any moment to make it last way beyond the holidays. Acer's Aspire Switch 10 is a 2-in-1 PC that combines the best of a tablet and the functionality of a Windows notebook, just at $329. The full HD display, 2-pound brushed aluminum case, and scratch-resistant glass makes it durable and powerful. The magnetic snap hinge allows quick changes from tablet to notebook mode. FragranceNet.com is a one-stop shop for all of your holiday gifting needs. Find the largest inventory of genuine designer brand-name fragrances, skincare, hair care, cosmetics, candles, and aromatherapy products, all at up to 70% off department store prices. From now through Christmas Day, get 15% off holiday purchases by entering coupon code DGHT number 4 at checkout. The Polar Loop tracks daily steps, distance, calories, and sleep. It even compares restful versus restless sleep. The Polar Loop activity tracker is waterproof, so it can be worn in the shower, while swimming, or even at the beach. It's now available in misty blue or black curtain color options and costs under $110. For BehindTheBuy.com, I'm David Gregg.
Get set for the season with late Friday and early Saturday savings at Kohl's.
I'm coming home to you.
Like 65 to 75% off fine jewelry, plus an extra 10% off. Save 50 to 60% on sleepwear and 60 to 70% on outerwear. Plus, visit Kohl's.com for a friends and family pass and take an extra 25% off when you spend $100 or more. You'll earn Kohl's cash, too. Find your yes. Kohl's. Some exclusions may apply. See store at Kohl's.com for details.
Okay, today's daily deal for our listeners is a free professional teeth whitening kit. If you've always wanted your teeth professionally whitened so you have a bright white smile but haven't had the time or money, then listen up. National Dental Supply is sending a free ProGel whitening kit to the first 50 listeners who call right now. 800-253-0610. ProGel is the same active ingredient and strength sold by many dentists for hundreds of dollars. And National Dental Supply is sending the first 50 callers from our station an entire ProGel teeth whitening kit free. The kit has everything you need to dramatically whiten your teeth in just minutes at home without visiting the dentist. Professional gel dramatically whitens teeth so you'll look younger, healthier, and more attractive, and everyone will notice. But to see how great you'll look with a new, clean, white smile, you need to call right now before the free professional teeth whitening kits reserved for our listeners are gone. Call 800-253-0610. 800-253-0610. 800-253-0610.
Hi, Diana. What's the best-selling item on Amazon so far this year?
I'm thinking cameras.
No, ma'am. Yeah, Mike's in Ocean City. What do you think it is, Mike?
I'm going to go with the fire.
The fire what? Say Kindle. Say Kindle right. Fire. Give him the prize, Rosie.
Do you have have relatives and friends that are convinced there is no need ever to prepare for any kind of emergency? Are these also folks you buy Christmas presents for? At 30dayfoodsupply.com, we can solve both of these problems at the same time. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010. We can ship your Christmas presents directly to them. Choose from our original $99 30-day food supply, our long-term storage vegan burger mixes, and other oatmeal, soups, porridges, beans, and granolas for everyday use. All products are non-GMO, MSG-free, and vegetarian. Most are gluten, soy, and nut-free. Call 541-229-0010 today. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low, cutting out the middleman by buying directly from their producers in Oregon. Remember, only $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Visit the website 30dayfoodsupply.com. Call 541-229-0010. 30dayfoodsupply.com. 541-229-0010.
Hi, I'm John Rainey, Chief Financial Officer of United Airlines, and I'm honored to be the National Chair for the 2015 March for Babies campaign for the March of Dimes. United is a proud supporter of the March of Dimes mission to improve the health of babies and fight premature birth. We're helping the March of Dimes fund breakthroughs in research and community programs that help more mothers have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Please join us in working together for stronger, healthier babies. Visit marchofdimes.org.
We love that you're passionate about GCN. And whether you're a listener, a business owner, or a radio industry professional, we've redesigned the new GCN newsletter to keep you in the know. Get updates on your favorite GCN shows and hosts. Go to GCNlive.com and click on the banner in the upper left corner. Just for signing up, you're automatically entered for monthly giveaways. Start receiving your newsletter today. The future of talk radio. GCN.
Our modified one-hit wonder contest. Between now and Christmas, in the one-hit wonder contest portion of the program, is bringing you songs of the season from well-known artists who only had one Christmas hit, and that's the case, obviously, with this song. The tune's called Christmas Time. This singer had 22 top 40 hits, 11 multi-platinum albums, and while he released several Christmas singles, this was the only one to get up to the top of the charts. And trying to find when this was, which Christmas?
1985,
thank you. 85. We're going to send you a gift pack from Mannheim Steamroller, including a copy of the new CD, Mannheim Steamroller 3040, which celebrates the 30th anniversary of their first Christmas album and the 40th anniversary of their first release from their Fresh Air series, as well as a canister of their cinnamon hot chocolate, which is supposed to be yummy. So who is this? 888-302-3684. One Hit Wonder for Christmas. Success in other areas, yes. No other Christmas successes. All right, Christmas Time, this song originally released as a 45 in 85. In 2001, this performer put the song in a special Christmas concert at the Vatican for the Pope. Right now, he's on tour in Europe, has been performing this song with all of his concerts. Makes a lot of sense, frankly, right? This guy's often thought of as an 80s singer. His biggest hit actually came in the 1990s when he recorded the theme for Robin Hood, Prince of Thieves. Remember that, Kenny?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And then he sold 100 million albums so far in his career. He's the best-selling Canadian artist of all time. So it shouldn't be too difficult to figure this out. Crank it up one more time, a little bit more. Nice Christmas. Our poll today, by the way, at DougStephan.com,
asked whether you prefer a real Christmas tree or an artificial tree. And the answer to that in our house. What about in your house? A, real. B, artificial. C, I like them both. D, I don't put up either.
Yeah.
Scrooge! Right? All right, so we got the bells ringing here. My staff, I know they're answering your calls, but I know they're also listening for the launch.
So I got two people
in the studio keeping their eye on that so we can bring it to you as it
takes. Go ahead, breathe the red alarm on the security.
Still waiting.
Yeah, waiting. Okay, let's see here. Tim is in Marthasville, Missouri. Hi, Tim. Welcome to Good Day.
Good day. How are you?
Well, thank you. How about you?
I can't complain.
What's happening in Marthasville? Temperature warming up there a little bit?
Oh, there's a little bit of rain spitzing down, but it was supposed to freeze possibly, but it's not here, so that's a good thing.
Not a bad thing. All right, what do you know about this singer? Identify him first, if you will, please.
I can recognize the voice. It sounds like Bryan Adams.
It is Bryan Adams, in fact. Do you know this song, or you just recognize the voice? You don't know the song well.
I don't know the song, but I recognize the voice.
Really? Yeah, it's very, obviously, it's a very easy voice to pick out in a crowd of lots and lots of singers. But this song, 1985, and then from that point, I remember it, but only a little. The last few years, it seems to have become more popular. How are you doing on your Christmas shopping, Tim?
Oh, someday I'll start. I think about the 24th.
Join a club.
Man after my own heart. All right. Tim wins the Mannheim Steamroller gift pack. Hold on a second, Tim. Thank you. Merry Christmas.
Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. You know, the word holistic is defined as whole, overall. Veterinarians who practice holistic medicine try to treat the entire pet, not just illnesses as they arise. These veterinarians believe that to most successfully treat pets, every factor in their lives must be taken into consideration. Nutrition, exercise, home environment, daily stress, even the psychological makeup of the human family members. Based on what we know about the human animal's need for balancing all these factors, it's a very interesting idea. Many pet guardians believe in the concept of some degree. The lack of a total veterinary approach has been a major complaint of many pet guardians about the medical community. We're lucky nowadays. There are many veterinarians out there that do, in fact, practice holistic veterinary medicine. Things from chiropractics to holistic veterinary medicine to chiropractics to massage, acupuncture, acupressor, water therapy, which is called hydrotherapy. So if you have a dog or a cat and you're looking for a different way to approach veterinary medicine, speak to your vet or find a holistic veterinarian in your area and let them work together. I'm Warren Eckstein.
It's the holidays, and for the U.S. Postal Service, this is our season for many reasons.
Because we treat every package like it's from our own Aunt Kathy.
Because we have the manpower, the tech power, and the willpower to get the job done.
Because of amazing services like text alerts.
Because we deliver to more people in more places than anyone.
Because through rain, sleet, snow, or whatever else Mother Nature throws at us, we bring our A-game.
When it comes time to ship your gifts, trust the U.S. Postal Service, because this is our season. Priority you. For more info about our service.
The nation's largest independently owned and operated talk radio network. The Genesis Communications Network. GC.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Three square meals you'll need in an emergency. So the Freeze Dry Guys three square meal unit sale is just a ticket. A variety pack of tasty, nourishing breakfast, lunch, and dinner on sale now. Breakfast is Freeze Dry Guys' favorite. Hot oatmeal and sweet dehydrated bananas. Lunch is Mountain House freeze-dried hot macaroni and cheese and crisp green beans. And dinner is Mountain House long grain wild rice pilaf and hearty beef stew, vegetables, and gravy. Call Freeze Dry Guy and ask for details on the 126 serving three square meals unit. One case normally $164.37, sale priced at only $138.90. Save over $25. Get two or three cases and save even more. Or ask about Freeze Dry Guys Fall Chili Special. Always free shipping to the lower 48 states. Call 866-404-3663 or click freezedryguy.com. And hurry, the Fall Chili Special and three square meals unit are on sale while supplies last. From the Freeze Dry Guy, the finest freeze dried and dehydrated foods available for long term storage, period.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diet to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrant vigor and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
So today, I've got to be a good friend. Today, I'm gonna be a good friend. Today,
the hour on the Doug Stephan Good Day program, here to bring you the things that you need to know for Thursday, December the 4th. Ken Kessler and Richie and I working away, monitoring all kinds of things that are going on. The launch of the Orion has been put back a couple of hours, so.
And there is plenty of life left in the batteries for Orion, and we have plenty of launch window remaining today. We have 2 hours and 7 minutes remaining.
So not likely that this will take place during our watch today, but it still is something that I love to get all excited about, frankly. So if you're excited with me, that's a good thing. Something else that's good, speaking of good news, the Barnes & Noble story. Interesting at this time of year. How many of you have gone shopping over the years at a Barnes & Noble store?
I was just there the other day.
Any bookstore. How many of us used to go to bookstores all the time?
Mm-hmm.
And now they're having a hard time surviving because of things like the Amazon Kindle, because of everything being downloadable, books online, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. But apparently they've been able to sort of rework their business model. So, and they had a lot of losses in the Nook division. Now they are they're looking at their same store sales from year to year as at least flattening out. We're on a decline for a long, long time. But imagine yourself in a business or running a company, and you look at yourself every day in the mirror and know that you're a dinosaur. How does that make you? I mean, think about it. Your company is no longer relevant. Through no fault of your own. They had pretty decent management. Yeah. But people just aren't using their product anymore. Look at IBM. What is there that IBM is doing now that actually has much value? They're still a company.
Oh, no. They do servers big time.
Are they keeping themselves relevant?
Yeah.
I'd heard that they weren't all that relevant.
No, I mean, they're not near what they used to be, but they still have a big company.
Right. All right, Gloria Allred. Yesterday I said it was about time for Gloria to Gloria, to Gloria Eyes, the Bill Cosby thing, three women who claimed that they were sexually victimized by Bill Cosby appeared alongside Gloria yesterday at a press conference. They were just a few of the many women that Ms. Allred has been in contact with. I have lost count. Of course she has. She proposed two options for Cosby to address the accusations that he drugged and or sexually assaulted all these women. Due to most state statute of limitations, she said many of the victims are not able to file a lawsuit. So she called on Cosby to voluntarily waive the statute of limitation.
Yeah. Wow, she's got guts.
She does.
Wow.
So that either justice could be served or he could clear his name. She said, quote, "The public deserves to know if Bill Cosby is a saint or a sinner. This way, the truth will emerge." The second option would be for Cosby to place $100 million in a fund and allow
which
the victims
15% of
right and allow the victims to have their cases heard by retired judges who would act as arbitrators and determine the amount of financial compensation for each accuser. How about that?
And he's got that kind of money.
Oh, he's got a lot of money.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's got a lot of money. But is that fair? Is it just? Is it right? Is he being railroaded? Didn't he go onto Twitter yesterday? No, well, some people think he is. I'm not sure. I would be wrong, but I don't know.
Yeah.
How do people think? You know that. People are strange in the way that they think. So, is the option, or,
the
option A or option B, which is the best option?
According to the internet, he's worth $400 million.
Okay, so he puts a fourth of his wealth aside and pays off all these people, and it all goes away, and he lives happily ever after. Does he ever make an appearance anywhere again?
Nope.
But people don't think
of
these accusations?
At some point, he will get somebody in his corner that says, you have to address this.
Yeah.
Because otherwise, you might as well just dig a hole and live in it.
Yeah.
And he will go on Oprah, and he will tell her his story.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever that might be.
Right. Speaking of going on Oprah, Tiger Woods returns to competitive golf today in the Hero World Challenge in Florida.
Yeah.
His second comeback of the year and his fifth in the last 5 years. He had surgery in March, played 8 events this season, finishing 72 holes on 3 occasions. All right. So there it is. They've got the people in the news. Television news coming up in a few minutes, even though Jen is not here. The airbag maker. What a bunch of fakers these guys are at Takata. What a bunch of fakers. They have said no to the latest demand for a coast-to-coast recall. At issue, as you know, airbags whose inflators explode, break your neck, break your face.
Oh, you got shrapnel.
Right. In your face. That's really cool. And they don't want to fix the problem.
Doesn't matter.
How so?
Just like Honda is doing. Honda will say, okay, we'll do the recall. And Honda will go back to Takata and say, listen, if you ever want to do business with us
again, you better pay for this.
You're going to cover this.
Mm-hmm.
And every other manufacturer is going to do the same thing.
Right.
So Takata, being a Japanese company, can get away with it and say, we don't want to be responsible for it. But the Honda, they want to cover their butts here. They certainly are not going to let them get away with this. And there's countless manufacturers using the airbags.
Let's go back to Bill Cosby for a second. He was on Twitter thanking Whoopi Goldberg for her support. Apparently, she came to his defense on The View, stating she was skeptical of all of these claims made by people like Barbara Bowman, questioning why they didn't go to the police at the time. She said, quote, "Perhaps the police might have believed it, or the hospital. Don't you do a kit when you say somebody has raped you?"
Not in 1975, you didn't.
You didn't. Okay. Just checking, Richie.
Nope.
Just checking. So, who wants to try to figure out this whole business with the Iranians using American planes?
Well, they bought the planes. They're
the
their
Shah.
Planes.
These are old planes.
Uh-huh. Yeah, yeah, yeah. From
the Shah was in power, and so we sold them, were they F-4s or something?
I think they are, yeah.
And we didn't, apparently, somebody said, look up in the sky, it's a bird, it's a plane. No, it's one of our planes. And these are the planes they're using to bomb ISIS. We're using the, we're not using the same planes because we're long beyond using the F-4s.
Oh, these are from the, these are from 79 they bought these.
Yeah. So.
Wow.
Yeah. This is a case of two adversaries.
The Vietnam era F-4 Phantom.
Yeah.
But what they're doing is...
How do they get parts for those puppies would be my question.
3D printer. Borrowed from Jay Leno. We need a new jet, Jay. Can you print us one out?
Oh, Jay, we need new print. We need to print new engine. Please print for us. But apparently they're kind of covering the territory of Iraq on their border, where the Americans and the Iraqis are covering the Syrian side of Iraq. And the Iraqis are taking care of all of the air traffic control for both.
Yeah.
So whenever the Americans go out on the mission, the Iraqis go out on the mission on
the
west.
Yeah.
The Iraqis are controlling it. Whenever the Iranians do a mission on the east side of Iraq, the Iranian air traffic control takes care of it too.
All right, so why were both using
we're
adversaries, but now we're using the same airplane.
We're silently partners now.
Okay,
Iran.
Let's see if we can make this a little more public. We have been focused on trying to get people to give money. We're concerned about Richie told a great story yesterday about the American
Veterans Center.
So today, may I sort of send you to the United Nations. The United Nations has issued an unusual appeal for Syrian refugees that are being they're being displaced. They have no home, they have no jobs, they have no clothes. They're just gone out into the sort of out into the wilderness.
A lot of them are going to Jordan.
Yeah. So the United Nations Food Agency might be something that you could help this year. They want $64 million to help these Syrian refugees. They're asking you, 64 million of you. I don't think we're not up to 64 million listeners yet, are we?
Not this week, no.
We could raise 3 million. All of you, every single person listening to this program, sends a dollar to the UN Food Agency and marks it for Syrian refugees, they'd be well on their way. They want $64 million from people around the world before Christmas to feed the Syrian refugees. Are you willing to participate in that? It's pretty easy. You can go online to the UN and you find the food agency and pledge a dollar. That doesn't seem like much, does it? I mean, really and truly, when you think about it that way, 64 million people pledge a buck or send a buck. How difficult can that be? I'll do it. Richie, you can do it. Kenny can do it if you want.
Yeah.
If you feel like it. I feel like it. I think it's a good thing to do. I'm going to try to send a dollar here and a dollar every day as we focus on some of these things. Try to set aside a dollar or two. Most of you can do a dollar or two for any one of these organizations. So, and we didn't even ask for money yesterday for the American Veterans Center. Just tell the story and where you can go see more info. AmericanVeteransCenter.org. Well, this is United Nations, the UN.org. Food Agency, pledge a buck to help feed the Syrian refugees if you're interested. 16 minutes before the hour. Doug Steffens, Good Day Program. Television news up next here in the Spotlight.
Welcome to Staples.
Yeah, I hear Staples can handle all my holiday shipping.
Yes, sir. We have UPS available in-store, plus all the supplies you'll need, from boxes to bubble wrap.
Great, but my schedule's crazy with the holidays.
Staples opens early and stays open late.
What if I can't get here till Saturday?
We're open 7 days a week.
Even Sunday?
Well, we're open 7 days, though.
Okay, what if a week had 8 days?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure we'd still be open.
This holiday, ship at Staples. Same UPS shipping and pricing. Available 7 days a week. Less stress, more savings. Staples.
On the best days of Christmas, Ulta Beauty gave to me a 12 fragrance gift set, 11 Estee polish, $10 glitter eyeliner, 9 shiny gift card hours, skin protect, 7 seasons.
Tide lasts, hurry in for the best beauty deals and gifts of the season. Ulta Beauty, gift gorgeously.
Mirror, mirror on the wall. How did I become so fat?
If you're a woman over 40 and you're having trouble losing extra weight, please call the Amberin hotline now at 1-800-958-3268. After 40, your body changes, and so should your weight loss strategy. At Amberin, we specialize in breakthrough solutions specifically tailored to women over 40, including hormonal balance, relief from menopausal symptoms like hot flashes, and you can lose pounds of stubborn extra weight in just weeks with Amberin weight loss. Right now, through this special radio offer, you can get a 100% risk-free trial. Just call 1-800-958-3268 now. So if you're a woman over 40 and you're tired of looking in the mirror and not liking what you see, call the Amberin hotline today. Hurry. This limited-time 100% risk-free offer won't last forever. Call 1-800-958-3268. That's 1-800-958-3268. Again, 1-800-958-3268.
The risks to your money have never been greater. Don't Bank on It is a hot new book which exposes 20 major risks. Here's the first three shocking risks covered in this book. Number one, under current law, you don't own your own bank account. Your deposits are an, quote, unsecured asset belonging to the bank. What you own is an IOU. Number two, the FDIC only has enough reserves to cover 7% of the total deposits they insure. Number three, today cyber criminals can instantly steal your savings, identity, and credit. No wonder so many Americans have been hoarding cash and gold. What more can you do to save your life savings? Well, call 800-BUY-COIN, that's 800-289-2646, and request a free copy of Don't Bank on It, a $20 value free. Don't wait. Call 800-BUY-COIN, 800-BUY-COIN, or go to SwissAmerica.com/free.
There was 57 channels in Lebanon. 57 channels in Lebanon.
Now, 13 before the hour, Doug Steffens' Good Day program. NCIS fans are not happy with the Dish Network. CBS is not playing around with the dishers. The companies have been negotiating for months for a new contract. Contracts spell out how much Dish will pay to CBS for the right to carry their channels. And if no contract is signed by tomorrow, CBS is prepared to pull their programming from Dish in New York, Los Angeles, Chicago, San Francisco, and many other markets. So it may be. This is the problem with this technology. Unless you, in the old days, you turn on the TV, you got an antenna, you get whatever is on all the channels in your city. Now we've all gotten fancy.
You can still do that.
I know you can. Maybe that's what ought to happen.
I have an HD antenna on my roof, and yeah, I do not use it, but I leave it up there just in case.
Just in case.
I need to hook it up one day.
Yeah. NBC is answering the call for those of you who don't want to grow up. I don't want to grow up. I don't want to go to school. NBC's second foray into live musicals, Peter Pan Live, will air tomorrow. No, tonight. Right.
Tonight.
Allison Williams is Peter Pan. Christopher Walken is Captain Hook. Haven't we been running a lot of ads for that?
Yes.
I hear those in the background?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Massive ratings. Remember last December, The Sound of Music, everybody said, this is a terrible show.
It did well.
it's terrific.
It got slammed afterwards, too. People said it was terrible, but it did well.
People watched it.
They liked it, and so they're doing another one.
Got the theme from the old TV show, Route 66, Richie?
I do hear.
The reboot announced for the television series, a 1960s action drama series, Route 66. Remember Martin Milner and George Maharis went across the country on Route 66 in a Corvette?
I had a song.
1960 to 1964. It was the first acting job for people like Robert Redford, James Caan, Burt Reynolds, Martin Sheen. So the premise will be the same different landscapes than it was 50 years ago. Move me. Route 66.
Got my way. Take the highway, that's the best. Get your kicks on Route 66. breaks the stick. He winds from Chicago to L.A.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at LegalShield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, LegalShield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to LegalShield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let LegalShield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95. On sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Money Pit time on Good Day. Tom Kreitler, one of my favorites, is the host of the Money Pit along with Leslie Segretti. You can hear the show all over the country, all over every weekend, and they're just all over home improvements, great ideas, great specific focused thoughts on what you can do in seasonal ways, in general terms, lots of great questions and ideas. Today we're going to focus with Tom on the Delta Temp 2O shower head, which I purchased about a week ago, and I installed it a couple of days ago. My only problem was I didn't have any Teflon tape for the way we connected it to the it's an old one of those old tubs, the old claw
old
tubs.
Ones, yeah.
Yeah. This is I didn't even know what I was doing. Yeah. I went to the Home Depot has a special on these.
Yeah.
And I went there and bought one, and Richie bought one.
Mm-hmm. This is a great product.
It is.
Very cool.
Yeah. How does it work? Explain, there's three different color indicators that signal different temperature ranges. How does that work?
Yeah, exactly. Well, what happens is, you know, sometimes when you set your water temperature, it changes. Or you don't quite know, you know, what it is. Maybe you set it, then the kids bump the faucet.
Or maybe three people have already taken showers, and where you normally set your shower setting is.
So it gives you a color indicator of what the water temperature is. So it's blue if it's below 80 degrees. It's magenta if it's 80 to 110. And if it's red, it's more than 110, which could, of course, scald you.
But it also has the digital readout.
Right.
Within that color.
Yeah. And here's the best part. There's no batteries. This thing is water-powered.
How do they do that?
Wait a minute. Hold on.
Water-powered. I sit in the shower, and I stare at this thing going, how are you getting power?
How is that possible?
For the LED readout.
Yeah. Right. Somebody called me. I know it was earlier this week, I think, Kenny, if I'm not mistaken, because we were talking about this, and they wanted to know if there was a battery and how they keep from getting electrocuted if they drop the shower into the
Do you know how it works, Tom? How they get the power?
Well, yeah, I mean, it's water-powered. You know, it's a generator. like, I mean, think of the way power plants are run by rivers.
There's actual moving parts in there?
Yeah, there's some sort of an impeller-like device, I think, that basically creates enough power to power the digital display, which, of course, doesn't need a lot of power.
So it's like a mini little dike and dam.
Well, it's sort of like a little mini water, you know, power generator. But, yeah, that's the way it works.
There's little people in there.
Here's what we're going to do. All right, for today and tomorrow, we're going to give away two of these to people who post on Facebook.com/Good Day. Post today or tomorrow on Facebook.com/Good Day your New Year's resolution. What in the new year are you going to do around your house to fix it up? What do you need done? What do you want to do? What are you resolving right now in the new year? I'm going to fix blank in my house. Send that, post it on Facebook.com/Good Day. We'll pick a winner today at random and tomorrow at random from your postings. Facebook.com/Good Day. New Year's resolutions for you and your home. What are you going
love that.
To fix? You like that?
Love it. Love it. Right. Great idea.
Let's talk more about go ahead, Tommy. I'm sorry.
Well, I was going to say, because New Year's resolutions are hard to keep if it's like, well, yes, I'm going to lose 20 pounds. But
right,
if you're going to, you know, paint your room, then that's easy to keep. You know,
put it on there.
All right. So I want to talk more about how this model 75628. Nobody's going to care about that. What you want is Delta Tempo, Temp 2.0. But it has a water conservation feature that's kind of cool. And I think that's what a lot of people in their minds want to conserve. They want to be environmentally friendly, and this certainly does that.
Yeah, absolutely. It's going to save you water, and it also offers six different settings. So you can get the full-on spray, you can get the massage setting, you can get the full-on spray with the massage, there's a shampoo setting. So pretty much you get everything, and I love this last one. It's called the drenching spray.
Yes.
Let me have it, everything you got.
You know what I liked about that the best?
What?
Is on my old shower heads, you would have to turn the shower head to get the different settings.
Mm-hmm.
So you'd have to reach up. This one just has a button. And you push the button and it changes.
Very easy to use. Yeah. Never needs battery.
Yeah.
Going to keep you safe. Keep the kids safe. Imagine, you know, if you are giving your kids a shower and you want to make sure that the water temperature is just right. Well, you can make sure that it is not in the red zone. It remains squarely in the blue or magenta zone.
All right. What's another home improvement holiday gift idea?
Well, there's so many that come out this time of year. One that's pretty interesting is out from Stanley now. It's exclusive to Walmart, and it's the Stanley Mechanics Tool Rolling Cabinet. Basically, it's a tool chest that has a toolbox at top, a cabinet at the bottom, and includes a 68-piece mechanics tool set, all for $99 at Walmart.
Wow.
That's $99.
Meredith was thinking I should have a toolbox. They got tools all over the place.
Hey, there you go.
Yeah.
That is never met a tool you didn't like.
No, I love tools, as a matter of fact.
Tom Kreitler in the box.
Thank you. Tom Kreitler from the Money Pit. Check out MoneyPit.com.
Many scientific studies have linked inflammation in the human body to several common health challenges suffered by Americans every day.
This idea about essential fatty acids getting turned into inflammatory or non-inflammatory chemicals. If you're dealing with an inflammatory issue like arthritis, and many diseases and many immune conditions have inflammatory components. If you have any inflammatory issues, essential fatty acids are maybe the most important nutritional supplements you could use. If you have fat absorption problems, you're going to want to take your EFAs with digestive enzymes. With fatty meals can also help improve your ability to process and absorb these super, super mega important nutritional compounds, essential fatty acids.
To keep inflammation at a minimum in your body, do what Ben Fuchs does and order Ultimate EFAs and Ultimate EFA Plus from Longevity by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470. Or on the web at brightsideben.com. That's brightsideben.com. Order today.